What's going on, folks? What's going on? Good morning, good morning. Everybody that's up and at it, getting to it. You know, hopefully everybody's in good spirits this morning. Some positive vibes, good energy. So that's what we're working on today. Just wanted to tap, man, you know, my little ride session. It's like my little therapy session, you know? But just wanted to, you know, put some good energy out today. I was listening to a Steve Harvey video yesterday on my way to work. And I guess it was much more of a reality check for me. Because sometimes, like, when I'm thinking about certain things or I'm dealing with something, whatever the case may be, I'll listen to something and then the message be right in it. Mind you, I just came upon this video and just listened to it. You know, I was just like, you know, see what it's about. You know, it could have been a divine intervention type thing, or it could just been me scrolling. And I'm not even really a big Steve Harvey fan. That's the crazy part. But after watching this video, I've been watching like others, and it's like, all right, man, I see what's going on here. But you know, he said something that resonated with me, because I would say in prior months, maybe sometime, maybe like last year, or even, right, like just in general, my head will always be filled with negative thoughts, you know, and I would be like, you know, man, I can't, why I'm not here, why I'm not doing this, why I'm not doing that, why I'm not doing this, why I'm not doing that. And I, you know, ultimately, when you asking yourself these questions, you got to really take a look at yourself and be like, yo, you asking yourself why you're not there, but are you applying yourself? Are you, you know what I'm saying, doing the things to get yourself to this next level? And I really had to look at myself like, man, you know, I'm talking all of this craziness, but I ain't doing nothing. I'm not doing nothing at all to get myself to the next step. I started, but it's cool to start. You know, most of the time, that's what we do. We start something and we don't finish it. And we wonder, like, why things are the way they are. Why, you know, why haven't I got to the next step? Or why, you know, why haven't I elevated? And then you got to take a look at yourself. You got to look at yourself in the mirror. You got to take some accountability. And you got to be on point with it, too. Don't try to, like, halfway it. Man, no, like, you got to really take accountability in what you got going on. And I had to do that. And one thing he said, man, when he was like going into depth and what really got me is he was like, anybody out here, you know, stop coping. No, he said, anybody out here, everybody out here, we're always, you know, talking about the negatives, right? The negatives. So, you know, I hate my job. Or I hate this. I hate that. I hate this. I hate that. This is not working for me. This relationship is not working for me. Blah, blah, blah. But he was like, the one thing that helped him stop doing that is he coated his mind with, like, you know, with positive energy. So what he would do each morning is he would get up and he would practice gratitude. And all the times, like, where people will be like, man, you know, I got this going on, I got that going on, I got this going on, I got that going on, you know what I'm saying? And just, you know, keep going. But not at one point in time where they was like, well, you know what? I may have this going on, right? But I'm still here. I'm still breathing. I'm still walking. I'm still able to, you know, I still have my vision. I still, you know, just anything that you can think of, you know, maybe my marriage might be a little bit rocky, but me and my wife love each other, or me and my husband, you know, like it's a lot of things that we could be, you know, be thankful for. My kids' health, my health, my mom's health, my dad, like anything you can think of that you have the ability to do. You know, you have the ability. Yeah, you might not like your job, but you got the ability to pay your bills. So I've just been like, you know what, man, I'm not looking. I mean, honestly, I don't really look at the negative aspects. I would discuss them, but I don't look at it like, all right, you know what? My life is just so full. It's really not. It's definitely not full of negativity. My life is just my life, you know? And it's been a beautiful one. I'm not going to lie to you. I've had my ups and downs, my lefts and rights. But overall, you know, I have come to understanding that, you know, that's life. It's not going to always be what you cook it up to be, but you just got to make the best out of it. And, you know, I'm really learning to just, you know, practice gratitude a whole lot more than I've ever done in my life, because I have so much to be thankful for. And with doing that, you know, you keep speaking positive to yourself. You keep the self-affirmations going. You pray, you know, and you figure out what it is that, you know, figure it out. What it is that you want to do as you're moving forward. And you just keep praying on it, man. Just keep trying to understand what life has for you. And that's all I'm doing, man. At this point in my life, it's about peace. It's about happiness. It's about just controlling what I can control and figuring out what I can figure out. Anything else, I'm just giving it to God. You know, and my understanding is, at the end of the day, you know, that's all you can do. We as people, I guess, you know, we're most hard on ourselves because we feel like we can do more, and that may come to be true. I'm not gonna lie to you. That may be a true statement, but you don't have to be too hard on yourself. You understand what I'm saying? You don't have to be like, man, I'm, you know, pretty much calling yourself worthless or anything like that. You don't have to be too hard on yourself. Because at the end of the day, you're just a human being trying to figure it out. That's it. You're just a human being trying to figure it out. And that's all you can do. That's all we can do. Is just try to figure it out. Now, you may have people help you along the road to get to where you need to get to. And even if you don't have people, like, even if you're not a big people's person, just, you know, hey, man, write it down. Do what you got to do, man. I got to do this, man. This has to be done. This is what needs to be done. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. I love that statement because it's going to be look, man. It's going to be heavy, man. It's going to be heavy. I mean, to the point where you barely can wear it. You understand what I'm saying? But you just keep going. You just keep going, man. Claim what's yours. If you out here, claim what's yours. And then work towards it. Another thing he said, too, is... This one really resonated with me, too, because I do it a lot. Stop telling God how to bless you, man. Stop telling God how to bless you. Because once you pray on it, whatever it is, let it go. Let it go. And just, you know, ask God, man, look, I'm trying to do this. You know, let it go. Of course, you know, speak it. I would say speak it into the universe as much as you can. Be positive about it. And then just let it go, man. And when you're ready for that, when that blessing come, and you're ready for it, and you know, you're saying you built yourself, you built your strength, you built everything around you to for that platform to be strong. Man, look, because a lot of times, you know, we ask for things, but we're not ready. Okay, you may be asking for this new job, but are you ready for a new job? Okay, you may be asking for this relationship, but are you ready for a relationship? Are you ready for what you're asking for? Honestly. But that's what leads to me. That's what led to me showing gratitude, because at the end of the day, I know what I'm working on as a, you know, as a human being, but I also know what I'm ready for. I also know what my strengths lay. And I also know what my weaknesses lay. You know, like, I really just want to put the energy out there, man, and let people know, hey, it's the doing is on you. It's on you. Don't blame your job. Don't blame your friend. Don't blame your wife. Don't blame your husband. Don't blame your kid. It's on you. It's really on you. You understand what I'm saying? The more and more and more that we take accountability, the more and more you figure out, man, I gotta tighten up, man. I gotta get it together. I gotta get it together. And if I don't get it together, I'm gonna be stuck here for the rest of, I'm gonna be stuck in this spot for the rest of my life. You know? I would say, somebody said, the one place that's filled with regrets is the cemetery. Because you have a lot of people that went, you know, came and went, and they never were able to do what they wanted to do, and they had, you know, I don't want to be that person. There's nothing in my way. At least I feel there's nothing in my way to where I'm just like, you know, I can't do this. Nah, you get up and you do it. You know what, man? Hey, you know what? I'm thankful for this, you know, X, Y, whatever the case may be. I'm thankful for the day. I'm still here. I'm still breathing. I'm still able. Keyword, I'm still able. I'm able to do whatever it is I need to do. I'm able to eat when I need to eat. I'm able to function the way I need to function. I can live the way I want to live. I am under nobody's rule of thumb. I can, you know, move around. I can do what I can do and just be thankful. You know, you have a car to get back and forth from work. You know, you got the ability to function. But we don't see that. We feel like, nah, I deserve more. Because you had what you have, and you work towards what you work towards. Of course, you pray and you ask God, or you know, you speak it in whatever you do. Or I do both. I'll speak it into the universe. I give it to God, and then I grind for it. You know, I do what I can do. You know, and I'm a writer, so I love to write things down. I love to write my thoughts down. I love to write what I feel down, because I can always go back and be like, all right, okay. You know, so I mean, if it works for you, write it down. And just the ability, man. Take the gratitude and really just speak it, man. Man, you know what? I'm thankful for the day. You know, just tell yourself that I'm thankful for the day, man. Cause it could be nasty, man. It could be, you know, it could be nasty. Whether it's sun or whether it's rain, I'm thankful for any day. Snow, cold, hot. I'm just happy to be here. You know, I obviously the higher being, you know, or whatever your name is for, you know, if you don't believe, if you transfer your energy, the higher being overall is not done with you yet. You're still on that mission. Finish that mission before your time's up. Or at least try. That's the key thing. It's like a test you study for, right? If you half-ass it and you don't study, you don't study is I guess you could say it's as strong as possible, then of course you're going to get the grade that you deserve. So with life, that's how it comes down. If you don't apply what you need to apply to life, what you need to do, then what's going to happen is your life is going to ultimately be whatever, you know, whatever the result is, whatever that grade is. If it's an A, it's an A+, B, C, D, well, you're going to fail. And failing is just not doing anything. And everybody's talent too. Everybody's talent is not running, jumping, playing basketball, football. We all have different talents. We all have certain things about us. And whatever that may be, I'm telling you right now, you go ahead and apply apply your dreams. Apply to your dreams the strength and the ability and the know-how. That's what you do. You apply it strongly. And that's control it like that. That's all. Control it like that. And when it's all said and done, you'll look back and say, you'll be able to look back and say, you know what? look at that. Look at the result. Look at the result, man. I actually finished up what I was supposed to do, and look at the result, man. Show some gratitude, man. Let's be strong out here today, man. Let's drive, man. Be thankful. Cater to your needs, and worry about the wants later. You need to function. You need to eat. You need to work out. You need, that's the stuff you need. You want to travel. You want to do. You want, that'll come. This is it's just important as your needs. I'll keep it real with you. But I just wanted, to tap in with y'all and just let y'all know, man. If you're listening, you can respond. Shoot me a DM. Let me know, man. Some topics, anything. I'm open. I'm open to anything, except for disrespect. That's the main. I draw the line on disrespect. But yeah. Everybody have a blessed day. Remind yourself. Nobody's not like you. You designed yourself. And just keep working on you. You are a work in progress. You are a work in progress. Everything that we do every day, we are works in progress. Nobody said this thing called life was going to be easy. All right. Y'all have a good one.